This episode of the UAV Digest is sponsored by Go Engineer, provider of design, engineering, and 3D printing solutions for the aerospace and unmanned vehicles industries. To learn more, visit theuavdigest.com/goengineer. And by UAV Propulsion Tech, a provider of propulsion, servo, autopilots, and rescue and recovery parachute solutions for the unmanned aerial vehicle market. For more information, check out www.uavpropulsiontech.com. You're listening to episode 102 of the UAV Digest. I'm Max Flight in Hartford, Connecticut.
And I'm David Vanderhoof in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hey, Max, how are we?
Hi, David. Great. I think we were both a little worried about impending thunderstorms, but I think we've sort of escaped that, and hopefully we'll be able to get through this without any power outages or any drama like that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's one of those hazards of recording on summer nights. But we got a great show tonight, Max. But, you know, let me tell you a little story. In honor of our guest, I went looking for some stories, and I Googled drones, comma, women.
Yeah.
I got woman punches drone operator because he was spied on. Women were naked being spied on. And on the third page of the Google search, I found one with an article with a list of drone women who are participating in the UAV industry. And our guest tonight, I think, is set out on a personal goal to make that kind of Google search disappear. So you want to introduce our guest?
Oh, I'd love to. Our guest this episode is Leslie Bates. She's founder of She Drones, which is an emerging nonprofit. It's being created to engage, educate, and train girls in unmanned aerial systems and related technologies. Now, Leslie is a 15-year energy industry veteran. She became interested in drones after researching their application in energy infrastructure development and maintenance. And as the mother of two daughters, Leslie felt compelled to not only explore the future potential of the UAS industry, but also an expanded role for women within it. Now, Leslie is currently learning to fly various drones and obtaining her private pilot ground school license. She's also continuing to develop and manage the She Drones organization and partnerships and expand its social media presence. So, Leslie, welcome to the UAV Digest.
Thank you very much.
It's a real pleasure to have you here. We've got a lot of interesting things to talk about with you. David, do you want to kind of launch us off?
Okay, Leslie. Have you flown drones yet?
I have, albeit small ones. My family, we have several drones at this point. But as I mentioned, they are quite small. So I'm actually going this weekend to train with HiSight Technologies up in Ohio on a couple of larger versions. And I'm very excited about that.
So small drones, that's the way to start, right? Before you get into the big expensive kinds of multi-copters or other sorts of drones. I think that's the way that most of us kind of started out with this, with the smaller ones.
Yes, definitely. It was advised to me to basically start with a small one on the coffee table and try to maneuver it within the perimeter of the coffee table as if there was a wall around the perimeter of the coffee table, extending up to the ceiling, and then just try to keep it within those confines to develop some skills initially. And I procured two for my daughters and one for my husband, and we've had some fun out in the yard with those as well. But we haven't gone too deep into using the camera functionality on them yet. My intention, because this is fairly new venture, not only for myself, aside from the She Drones organization, but just getting into this technology is new for me within the last year or so. So originally, my intention was to dive into learning to fly, and then as I started pursuing the She Drones organization, because I'm doing this with a full-time job and two kids, etc., that the flight is still very much desired, but is kind of taken a second seat to all of the organizational work and outreach that needs to occur for She Drones.
Sure, sure. I'm interested in the reaction that your daughters had to flying drones. Did they flock right to it, or did you have to kind of push them along a little bit? How do they respond?
They were hesitant at first when they came in the mail and when I spoke about them. But once they charged them up and took them outside, or even inside, actually, they had a ball. And they can't wait to keep moving forward with this. And, they're going to kind of be some of my test subjects as well, because I want to learn, to take one apart, be able to put it back together. And I bought a book on Arduino.
Right.
There's so many things that I want to learn, and there just aren't enough hours in the day.
Oh, for sure. It's kind of exciting to be at the beginning of something that's developing the way that unmanned aircraft are. But let me ask you this. So what was it that kind of motivated you to think larger than just your own daughters and think of this She Drones concept? How did that come about?
So initially, in addition to my daughters, I was interested in the technology in regards to and women in the industry. So I started to looking into what groups already existed, and women who were already involved in the industry. And I came across the Drone Hearts group. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but Rihanna on Facebook started this group, and there are a couple hundred female pilots, operators within the group now. And I literally posted a notice and said, this is, I'm interested into looking into this more, but I don't want to step on anyone's toes because I know there are activities going on already. And she contacted me and we had a very wonderful discussion and decided that, that group is very much in support of female operators and pilots, but there's what I believe is lacking is a group that would be more focused on young females. I know that there are groups across the country who are working in various instances with youth and females, Girl Scouts and FFA, et cetera. But there's not necessarily an overall coordinated effort. And I'm very much interested in those collaborations.
How do you start? We understand that the She Drones is in its infancy, but that's a good thing. And where was ground zero? How did you start? What was your line of thought now that you've reached beyond this other organization? Then what was your thinking?
So originally my social media presence was a broader focus for young girls and women. And then after this sort of revelation or decision, I started to focus more on girls and STEM education and really diving into what's available, which programs are going on around the country, if not the globe, that are specific to drone-related STEM education. I have really just scratched the surface of that. Now, in that process, I have met some wonderful organizations and individuals, and even that is just scratching the surface in and of itself. But I've had multiple people step forward, and that's from manufacturing to nonprofits to individual operators who have been in the business for quite a while, saying this is of interest to me, either because they have daughters or they just have a general interest in moving this forward. How can I assist you? These are my skills, and let me know if there's a place for me in this realm. And I can get into some of those partners if you would be interested.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. So for example, I'm working with Dr. Scott Refslin with Flying Ground. He's also the director of the Drone Nationals, and he reached out to me initially because he was building some small drones and wanted to know if I wanted a couple of them for the organization. And then later I came across an article that he had written that really goes into detail regarding drone-related STEM curriculum. And I just loved it, wanted to embrace it. It gets specific on how teachers can maneuver, you know, through these types of programs. And so I reached out to him again and asked him if I could adopt some of that information for kind of a baseline for She Drones, because initially I was scanning, you know, looking for best practices. And I'll still do that as well, but it's nice to have a baseline to start from. So shortly after that, I was contacted by a local a teacher in the next county over, and she wants to integrate drone-related STEM education into their program. She has some funding, and we're meeting next Tuesday to discuss potential project in the fall. So my hope there would be to start with that and then maybe expand that program. We'll see how it lays out.
What's the ultimate goal? Where do you see yourself in 2 years, 3 years?
So, and I don't want to sound overreaching, but really, I mean, ideally, I would love to take this to a national level, and whether that it's where, you know, She Drones is able to become a large collaborative nonprofit that is connecting these programs from across the country, or it's enveloped within a well-established program and helps to expand upon that. But I know that while I'm doing the research and the outreach for a broader She Drones, I also want to reach out within the Louisville, Kentucky area, I guess just to get my, you know, my feet wet, because I believe that there's a local interest. I'm involved with the local Louisville drone user group, and they have indicated interest. There's we have about 100 operators within that group, and there's different individuals with different skill sets, you know, whether they're teachers or within the local tech industry. I kind of just want to see where it goes. I'm working on the language for the nonprofit, but just today, and I'm trying to think, you know, reach out for board members, but just today I was introduced to the president of a large nonprofit, women in tech nonprofit. And because the person who connected me said, well, this organization is interested in seeing what potential there could be in a partnership or even enveloping She Drones within their organization. And that's it's a global organization. So things are transpiring so quickly, even without the She Drones already becoming a nonprofit. It's kind of, it's exciting and overwhelming at the same time.
It is.
So I have to just go with my heart and my gut and keep educating myself and keep reaching out and seeing where the potential is.
Kind of sounds like us, Max, huh?
A little
when
bit.
When we started this show, we joked that, you know, I joked if I knew I needed a law degree to talk about UAVs 100 episodes ago, I would have told you you were nuts. But with all the regulations that are involved. So I think Max and I have an understanding of what it's like to jump in feet first into something like this and really realize that what you know is so little to what you don't know. It's kind of a huge learning curve.
Oh, it's monumental. If I thought it was large in the beginning, it's even bigger now, because now I want to learn about 3D printing, and I want to take I have a GIS concentration for my master's and want to incorporate that, and I could go on and on, but it's like I said, very exciting.
Leslie, if someone asks me, why is it important that we bring more women into this industry, or why is it important that we bring young people along so they would be interested in this industry? I know how I would answer that, but let me ask you, how do you answer that question?
I would answer that question, and now I'm going to be specific to girls, just because, I mean, you said youth, but I'm going to be specific to girls here, because the potential of the industry, I firmly believe in it. Some folks get, you know, caught up in the murkiness with regulations, but I firmly believe in the potential. And I know that at this moment, you know, there's approximately 20%, 26% of women in the in tech careers. And within the drone industry, the number of females just pales in comparison to the number of males. And I think it's super important to work with young girls. I think that the interest is there and it just needs to be cultivated.
Yeah, Leslie, I think that a lot of times young girls don't know that they have the option of pursuing a technical career. I mean, we've seen this with manned aviation over and over again, where young girls don't know that they can become airline pilots if that's what they want to do. And so similarly here, you know, I think that's part of the reason that you we want to have an activity like this, is to make sure that everyone who has an interest realizes that they have the ability or could develop the ability to, you know, to be involved. So there's that angle. And then there's also the, you know, kind of a diversity issue. I mean, if and this applies to any industry, whether it's tech or not, but if, you know, all the participants in that industry are kind of alike, then that's less of a interesting and creative environment than if there's more diversity, and having more women involved in a tech industry is kind of part of that. So I think both of those are good reasons to be involved in the kinds of projects that you are. But when people visit shedrones.com, what do they find now, and maybe what will they find in the future?
It's very much under construction at this point. I mean, I have material out there, but it's been a work in progress. So when you go out there at this point, you'll find some verbiage around the potential mission, goals, reasons for branching into this industry in this way. There's also news. There's the social media aspect of She Drones. Now, soon it will very much evolve, because once I had discussed with Dr. Refsland about adopting his approach, then my goal is to very much take that potential curriculum and mold it into a way. I haven't quite finalized mm-hmm. how precisely it's going to transpire on the pages of She Drones, but it very much will. And I'm not happy with, I feel like at this point, the site is totally directed to adults. And I want to have part of that feel, but I also want to have a section that appeals more to young girls that maybe they would be drawn to. So that's a little bit down the road. Another piece that I've been working on is a She Drones marketplace, with the idea of being a for promotion or resale of technology that would apply to young girls or be of interest to young girls, and with the goal of the profits going towards the nonprofit. So that's not published yet. It's a work in progress behind the scenes, but I've been talking with resellers, and I just worked out a deal with Teeny Drones. We're getting ready to do a promotion. I was offered an all-access pass to InterDrone, which is in September in Las Vegas.
Oh, yes, of course.
I'm a media partner for that gathering. I'm very excited about that. And but so that's going to be our grand prize. And then we have a secondary, a third prize as well, that are teeny drones and repair kits, etc. But we're going to launch that promotion on Tuesday.
Well, that's great. Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing that. And you're going to attend InterDrone?
I am.
Ah, we may ask you to come back and give us a report.
Oh, okay. You'd be there as well?
No, no plans at this time, but hopefully in the future. Tell us about how people can support you and help you. Is the nonprofit created yet? Can people donate, or is that something that's to come?
It's to come. So right now I'm in the middle of the paperwork for with the state of Kentucky, and then it'll be with the federal government shortly thereafter. And there, you know, there's so much to learn about that piece of it, developing a nonprofit, managing it. And I'm sure you realize that. So I've been teaching myself how to do that. And I have connections locally within the accountant function and the law. They're working with me as well. But yes, so the nonprofit is not up and running yet, which is why I keep saying emerging, because it's under development. I don't know precisely the right, you know, descriptions to use upon with that, but it's in the works. So you asked me how people could support the organization.
Yes.
So at this point, it would be a vast, there's so many ways. Just as people have been doing in recent months, reaching out to me with what their skill sets are. You know, I have an operator in Maryland who is with Skylab Flight Systems, who has just been a dear and so helpful. And, you know, he introduced me to a designer who helped with my logo and gave me a reduced rate for that, which was so very kind. So whether it's knowledge, advice, recommendations, I'm really open, because I'm just jumping all in and teaching myself as I go.
And this is mostly a one woman effort at this point. Is that right?
It is.
Yeah,
it is. So,
which is a lot of work to take on. Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, so, I mean, this, I don't mean to sound goofy, but you just gotta jump in, you know,
yeah.
You can't be afraid. Even if there are things that I don't know, I just reach out to lots of different people and ask for advice and follow your heart and just trust that because of the positive response that I'm getting, that it's gotta be a good thing. So we're just going to keep plugging away. Now, obviously, I'm funding this with my own personal funds at this point. And that's fine. But as far as, obviously, would be wonderful if organizations stepped forward to embrace that piece of it in some way, shape, or form somewhere along the way. But I'm not in this to make a lot of money. I want to get it up and running and make wonderful partnerships and help young girls see the potential in the industry and jump in themselves.
Hmm. Well, Leslie, we've got to give you a lot of credit for, in your words, jumping in, because so many.
That too many times.
No, but it's true. So many people, you know, see something or think something and wish things were different, and then move on to the next, you know, whatever's next in their life, without jumping in and doing anything about it. And you've jumped in, and I think that's terrific. Tell our listeners where they can find out more about She Drones and, you know, all the things that you're doing.
Sure. SheDrones.com. They can contact me at SheDrones@TWC.com, at SheDrones on Twitter, and Facebook as well. There's a She Drones website there.
All right. Very good. David, I think this is exciting stuff. It's great to see someone taking this kind of action, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of the reasons why I reached out to her early. And Leslie, if there's something that we can do, if you've got a program or something coming up, feel free to just drop us a line, and we want to be there to support you. Because one of the things Max and I have learned on Airplane Geeks is we have talked a lot about women in aviation, and we're very fortunate, and we like promoting that aspect of it. And we hope you'll come back in the future and keep us posted. And I really hope that it's successful, because it can only be great for the industry. I mean, and it's not like we have a 100-year-old industry that we're trying to get women into now. We've got a fledgling industry that we could probably get women in early, and then maybe 20 years from now, people wouldn't think twice about that fact that the population's 50% women in the drone industry. So, well done, and we wish you the best of luck, and we're here to help you whatever you need.
I really appreciate your support very much, and I look forward to speaking with you again, and hope that next time I have a, She Drones is pushing forward and has a very specific programs and path to discuss.
All right. Very good. Thanks again, Leslie.
Thank you.
David, we've just got a couple of minutes left. Do you want to just touch on a couple of the news items we have teed up?
I guess the big one for the week would be the FAA implemented a no drone zone. They're offering a digital toolkit to federal, state, and other partners to help educate unmanned aircraft operators that flying in areas is prohibited in certain areas, like me, within a quarter of a mile of an international airport.
That's right. When I look at this webpage, mostly what I see now, David, are just some graphic images, some no drone zone images. I didn't find anything else in this digital toolkit, but maybe that's to come. But I think that just the notion of some outreach program from the FAA is a great idea. I think personally that it needs to be kind of expanded. I think the manufacturers really need to step up. I think some of the drone organizations need to step up as well and be more active in terms of outreach to the community and the general public. When I was looking at some videos this past week, most of the videos I found were teenagers flying drones into fireworks and trying to capture some spectacular videos. And, these guys have no idea, how dangerous this is and the problems that it can cause. We need more education, more outreach. So I'm sort of encouraged by what the FAA's got here. I think it needs to go a lot farther, and I hope we see a lot more of that coming.
And I'm sure Leslie agrees that part of education is teaching people how to fly safely. What do you think, Leslie?
Very much so. And that's a key piece in Dr. Refslin's curriculum as well.
All right, David, do we want to mention a video of the week?
We've actually got two because Max and I were both struggling. Folks, you dropped the ball this week. We need our listeners to send us our video of the week. That way Max and I aren't scratching our heads the night before we record. My one favorite was one that showed up today, which is a quadcopter that was converted into a flying doghouse complete with a articulated Snoopy on top of it, which, I like the X-Wings, the Millennium Falcons, and World War I Flying Ace is all over my workroom. He's one of my all-time heroes. And our second one is from DJI. It's the Elephants of Tanzania, how DJI works with farmers and locals to, like we discussed last week with Princess Aaliyah, for uses of drones in agriculture.
Yeah, in that country, their agricultural activity has expanded geographically, and it's sort of swallowing up lands used by elephants for feeding. And so there's this conflict between the farmers and the elephants. And DJI has been working with not only local farmers, but also rangers to try to deter the elephants and protect the crops by using a phantom, which it drives the elephants away, essentially. Interesting little video. So links to both of those videos will be in the show notes at the uavdigest.com/102.
And I guess last week, I want to do something, since we don't have a lot of feedback this week, I want to do something a little bit special. One of the podcasts that I listen to on a regular basis is a Star Wars podcast, and they celebrated their 1-year anniversary, and this gentleman does a podcast every day of the week for 7 minutes. But he was very appreciative to his Patreon account, his Patreon donators. And I think we should give a shout out to our donators who help us fund this little endeavor. And it's something maybe, Leslie, you might want to think about is we can help you set up a Patreon account or a Kickstarter account for your program. But first of all, I'd like to say thank you to Wayne. Wayne is one of our top donors. And hopefully, Wayne, we got to get you on the show. And then, of course, we've got Evan, Joel, Don, Tim, Neil, Mark, Greg, Neil, Armand, Errol, Frederick, and Jeff. we do appreciate that you actually put your wallet where your mouth is to support us. And hopefully we can grow more. I'm thinking that maybe next week we'll announce another T-shirt contest for our donors. So if you sign up for Patreon, after we get a certain goal, we'll have another T-shirt contest. But more importantly, the people who already donate, we appreciate it. And likewise, anybody who takes time to send us an email to feedback@theuavdigest, know that that's contributing to the show also, and we appreciate that immensely. We've never been short of feedback. We listen to a lot of other podcasts, and Max will know this, where people are dying to have people write into them. It's never been a problem for us, and we appreciate all of our listeners. So again, heartfelt thanks to our patron listeners as well as you, our listeners.
And David, maybe 12 months from now, we'll actually see some women in the names of our donors.
Absolutely.
We want to thank you for listening. This has been episode 102 of the UAV Digest. You can find us at theuavdigest.com, or you can go straight to the show notes by visiting theuavdigest.com/102. And of course, you can find us in all the usual social media places. David, maybe you can run through those.
Twitter @UAVDigest, Facebook, UAV Digest. And of course, you can always leave us feedback at feedback@theuavdigest. Send us your emails. And if you really want to support the show, there's multiple ways you can do it. You can leave a review on iTunes. It helps us immensely. And likewise on Stitcher.com, leave a favorable review. You can get some swag, or you can become a patron of the show. And those links are on our homepage, again, at theuavdigest.com. And of course, we will have all the links to Leslie's She Drone pages also this week. So take an extra few minutes, go to the show notes so that we can get Leslie's program up and running, because we need more women in our industry. So with that, I guess I'll say good night. And this is David in Philly.
And Max in Hartford.
Thank you so much for listening.